Sure. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Citizens Committee for the selection of the Executive Director of the Office of Public Accountability. It's August 16th at 2 p.m., City Hall Room 1060. I'm Chair Tony Wilkinson, and we'll introduce each other. My Vice Chair is...
Elva Yanez.
And Chuck?
Chuck Ray.
Blanca De La Cruz.
Mac Shorty.
So we are all together. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to have a public meeting, so here's another opportunity for public comment. So does anyone at this point want to make a public comment, general public comment? Seeing no general public comment, we have the minutes from the July 19th meeting, which are before us and in the agenda packet. Those of you who are listening online can find that on the opacsc.lacity.org website. I've had a chance to read through and don't have any comments or changes myself. Does anyone else have any comments or changes on the minutes for the prior meeting? My colleagues are taking a look. Okay, if there are no objections, since there have been no comments made, we'll consider the minutes approved for the meeting of July 19th. We now have an opportunity for neighborhood councils who may have filed with the city clerk resolutions or community impact statements on matters that come before us. Are any neighborhood councils here to make comment under section number 3? No neighborhood councils are here with their special comment provisions. So now we come to item number 4 to discuss and possibly take action on review of the candidate applications and submittals, which of course we'll have to do in closed session. However, are there any public comments on item number 4 specifically? So I don't have any public comments on number 4. So I believe, unless there are additional reports from staff that you want to have in public meeting, that would conclude the public meeting portion, first part of this meeting. And we'll go into closed session. And after we have an opportunity to discuss in confidential the applicants, maybe or maybe not take action, of course, we'll come back and report whether we've taken any action. Anything you want to discuss in public?
Yes. Charlotte Starkey from the Personnel Department. I just like to give the committee an update on the public input survey results. Since our last meeting, we've received additional results from the input from the public regarding the results. I'll pass these, hand these out to you. Just briefly, a few of the changes. The first question was, select 5 qualities that you think are important when selecting the executive director, rapier advocate. And the number one response has now changed to trustworthy and transparent.
You've got the names written on this, so we're having to do a shuffle here. Is that Max? This is Chuck's. This is, I've been holding Max. Sorry about that.
Okay.
We had handouts, which you will have available on the website, I assume, later. And they had our names written on it, so we're doing a shuffle. Excuse me, Ms. Starkey. Thank you very much.
I'll repeat. The first question was, select five qualities that you think are important when selecting the next executive director rapier advocate. And the number one response has now changed to trustworthy and transparent, which in our previous meeting it was critical thinking. The number two question was, is there anything else the Citizens Selection Committee should consider when selecting the next executive director rapier advocate? And the number one response, experience as a change agent remains the same. Also, question number three, please rank what you believe should be the top three priorities of the executive director, the rapier advocate. First is ensuring the conversion from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources and sustainable water practices are put into place rapidly, safely, and reliably as possible. So that's something to consider. Also, second was raising rates in an equitable manner. And then there is an additional note that was submitted by a resident from zip code 90048. I'll let the committee read that at your own time. If the board approves today, we'd like to close the public input survey and post the results for the public to see.
Do I have any objection from my colleagues to closing the survey at this time? It seems to be okay with my colleagues, so you would be able to close the survey. And I do have a request. I know that items, while this was distributed at the meeting, technically this could be part of this meeting's package, but could we also post it with the emailed comments, because that's where people go to look at public comment, and you've done such a wonderful summary of all the things. I think it would be great to have your final report there among the general public comments, because these were public comments, but they're compiled by the personnel department.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, we've approved the closing of the survey. If there are no other meetings for the public portion of the meeting, we can go into a closed session. Thank you. Time is now 14:11. Welcome back to the meeting of the Office of Public Accountability Candidate Selection Committee. We are now out of our closed session and are opening again our public session under item number four to discuss candidate applications. There was no action taken. However, under number five on organizational matters, we would like to discuss the cancellation of the September 6th regular meeting. We intend to schedule special meetings shortly thereafter to be determined. So that information will be posted on the city's website when we determine those dates. Do we have any other public comments from staff or anyone else? If not, the meeting is closed at 4:03 p.m. Thank you.